This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here we go. It's hour two, GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We got the top local sports stories of the day for you every day at 3 o'clock, and we are now just 4 hours from puck drop at the AAC and monitoring Woolchuck's attempt to get a hall pass to go to this Stars game tonight. The Woolly Bully undefeated the AAC this year. Wifey's pregnant with a one-year-old back at the house, so he's trying to negotiate it. I think I see sweat on his forehead up there on the brow area.
I noticed that too.
I'm struggling over here, guys. I am struggling, but we're going to try and pull this off.
The Stars fans want to see you out there.
I know. Honestly, the support's been overwhelming.
All of America wants to see you out
there. Brian's offering to buy the ticket as a way of paying him back for dragging him out of game one of the World Series. We'll finally get closure on that as well.
Yeah.
Lovely Mrs. Woolchuck.
Heck, and I'll even drop you off at the AAC.
Are you serious?
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
That's teamwork.
Oh, my gosh.
Saving money. I'll throw in, what do you want? Money for booze?
No.
Yeah, maybe a little booze money.
Maybe like $1,000. I'll give it to my wife.
Some vodka shots.
I don't know if I can go that big, but I can help you out.
You got the Massage Connect?
I do.
Get wifey a massage.
Look at that.
That might be perfect.
Boom.
That could be
a Saturday massage at Elements.
Next Saturday massage. We book this thing.
I think we can get this sorted out. So everybody wins. Everybody's got to win in this situation.
I mean, will Woolchuck be more of a helping hand at home, sitting on his recliner watching the game? Probably not. Right? I mean, you're going to be dialed in.
I have seen some pictures of him feeding the baby
while watching
the game.
That's happened. She's usually asleep, though, by the time I get home.
Yeah, at that point, you're cutting the lights out. So you're putting the kids to bed.
Right now, this is just the typical, you know, you're in a war, and you just got to kind of weather the storm here.
I like what you're doing.
You know, it's like
you're playing the long game?
I'm playing the long game.
Here's my concern for you right now is I think you might be in a situation where even if you go home, just the idea of it could have kind of spoiled the mood. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So I might as well.
I don't know. I think you might be in a no-win situation on that front. Oh, but you are in a potential win-win situation with the hockey. So best of luck. Keep us updated as
Thank
it
you.
Goes. But if the Stars go up 2-0, this is kind of what's on the line here. The series moves about 5% closer. Even 15% closer to being over. It would be 86% at this point. And Oilers now have allowed a league-high 14 power play goals against them in the 12 games they've played so far. And we could absolutely have more fireworks tonight with Stuart Skinner possibly rattled after the third period. I don't even know if I want to play that guy tonight if I'm not blocked.
Can't see the puck. Can't see. Traffic's a problem for this guy. Just get in front of the net. He's having issues. Not only his own guys are being a problem, but the Stars. They learned that in the third. Like, in that power play, they learned that traffic in front of him in the crease is going to be a problem. And if all of a sudden Edmonton's not going to move bodies, then just camp there and let shots go at it, because he is reacting really slow to pucks.
You know from football how difficult it is when you have to take your eyes off of the play.
Oh, yeah.
And then
can't see.
And then you get it back for a brief second. Can you take that full snapshot and have awareness of everything going on? And I don't think Skinner would score high in that category compared to his peers.
You look at some of the shots and where, like, glove positioning. And when you see a goalie, and it happens to Otter sometimes, when you see a goalie go like into that turtle mode where they just their head goes into their neck, they're not sure where the puck is. Hmm. They're just hoping that it hits some part.
Trying to raise their shoulders.
Yeah, they're trying
seal
to
the goal.
Please hit some part of the body. And when that happens, and that happened a lot to Skinner on those power plays, he just could not glove like was in position, head to neck, and you're thinking he can't see it. So keep after him, Stars.
Okay, how about it, Zach? If we go up 2-0 tonight, are you going to call it?
Yeah, I mean, I said Stars in 7 before the series started. You go up 2-0, boys. My goodness gracious. You go up 2-0, you know, this thing could be a sweep. We could be looking to get in the brooms. Now, it's going to be tough there in Edmonton. You know, you go ahead and cross the border, it's going to be a ruckus crowd there at the Rogers Center. But, you know, I think that worst-case scenario, gentlemen sweep. I think the Stars have been pretty damn good on the road.
Yeah.
You could be looking at Stars in 5 if they go up 2-0 tonight.
Yeah, you just got to know, though, that what the Kings went up on them 2-0, right?
They
to
did.
Start, and then things kind of stabilize from that point
on. Yeah, the series doesn't start until a road team wins. Everybody knows that, right?
Yeah.
And
it's the old adage, you know.
Let's hope it doesn't happen tonight.
At this point, I think it's more likely that it's a long, hard-fought series than a short series. I have a lot of respect for what they showed and what they did last year. We can't get too far ahead of ourselves.
I know, but watching Florida on the other end of this thing.
They're serious.
Holy jeez.
They're a wagon.
Yeah, they are a wagon.
The Ice Cats are the real deal.
Yeah.
The Ice Rats.
You know, you go up 2-0, though, and you force them to win.
That's their mascot, the Rats.
That's what? I thought they were the Panthers.
They are, but they throw rats on the ice.
Oh, it's hilarious. Rubber rats? I've been calling them ice cats this whole time. They should be ice rats.
It's hilarious, though. Like, sometimes, like, when the rats hit the ice, the players will fire them in, and, like, a couple of times, like, dude's been hitting the crotch a couple of times with the rats.
Oh,
and
no.
And you can see they're kind of joking around with each other, and they're flipping them.
Some heavy rats.
You see the guy like, stop.
I'm looking at these now. I'm going to have to pull some rat vids.
Yeah, they've always been the rats.
Yeah, I think even if you go
the old stadium used to have the rats.
Rangers, is this a turning point as they get set to take on the White Sox here tonight? Pregame coming up at 6 o'clock. We go to Nolan Wrighton, okay, for some hopium, maybe some copium in here. I don't know which one you're looking for exactly. With Nolan Wrighton is a website about the Rangers.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
It sounds like a play on words, Nolan Ryan's name. Like, yeah. Maybe that somebody is named Nolan Wrighton.
It is a fun name. I love blog names that have, you know, cool names and like that. But, Rangers basically about to get some relief is the takeaway. They have played most of their games against teams with a 500 or better record this season. And the schedule is going to lighten up. They have had 4 games in the month of May against teams with a record below 500. After the conclusion of that Yankees series. And over the next month or so, there's only a couple of teams that have winning records. And I think 3 or 4 of your next 5 or 6 series are teams that are like double-digit games below 500 already. Hopefully that's what we need. But, man, look at these White Sox starters. They have some respectable ERAs. They're gonna have to go ahead and earn it. Rangers baseball coming up at 6 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, you got options here tonight. Which one do you want? Do you want to go Stars? You want to go Rangers, Brian? How do you tackle something like that?
I'm going Stars. Well, yeah, I'm going Stars.
I don't think look, I love the Rangers, but I don't think, you know, when it's a playoff game, it's a Western Conference final.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's even close.
I tried to flip back and forth on commercials and stuff like that. And I've got Alexa Dot.
Yeah.
I could listen to the game if I wanted to, but
that's the best way.
But I love listening to our guy Sean McDonough call games. I do.
He's joining us at 4 o'clock. But you're right, Dawson. Like, if you're in a pickle and you don't have the double TV set, or maybe you go out to Twin Peaks or wherever you like your local watering hole is, yeah, pop on that Odyssey app, listen to Eric and Matt and Jared, and then watch the game.
McDonough's coming up at 4 o'clock here. On the Fan, we'll chat with him. I do like McDonough. I like that Wischusen guy, though.
Bob's good, though.
I mean, his pipes.
Better personally.
I think McDonough probably has a better resume, more accomplished. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't heard this Wischusen guy or whatever much. I don't know how long he's been at ESPN, but that's the iconic hockey sound that
he's been doing hockey for like 4 years.
Yeah, we had him on a couple of years ago during their run.
You know, he does Jets football, right?
He does the Jets, yes, he does. He's the play-by-play voice of the Jets. So
Eric and I have interviewed him before.
Yeah.
Bob Wischusen, we've interviewed him. He's a good dude. But, yeah, there's something about McDonough that I just kind of like his.
He's done everything.
I think he's got, like, this historical perspective of the game. So I kind of like that about him. But I
he also know. Has the sort of the iconic patented voice crack in his big calls.
Yeah.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
I would say so.
That's yeah, a, he, no, like, yeah, absolutely. That's his yeah. thing, right?
No, absolutely.
I wonder if we ask him about it.
Do you have
it?
A like, thing? Like, can you control that?
Yeah. Do you control that? Do you know when the crack's coming? Can you see the crack sort of lurking around the corner? Or does that just, are you just as surprised by the crack as we are as yeah. listeners?
Yes. Yeah, that reminds me of Woolchuck's Firehouse Tour appearance about a month or so ago. I was very surprised by that crack.
There's a lot of crack. Hey,
fist bump me on that one. That was a damn impressive
crack
of the year
Thank
right
you.
There. Yeah, you know, when we
it's
were
a shame we lost three people on the way.
Literally, just do Sean McDonough voice crack on Twitter, and there will be a litany of it's hockey, it's baseball, it's football, like it's basketball. Like he's
a
crack man.
Sounds like a seventh grader out there.
I feel like it's something he's proud of. I think it's something he kind of wears as a badge of honor. Like, yeah, I get so fired up in an electric call that my voice cracks.
There's no way that this is going to go wrong because either Eric asks him, he gets offended, and it's awkward, then we add this to the birthday montage, or he laughs. It's an incredible question. It's a great moment, and he gives us a good answer.
Well, we just lose McDonough for any, like the Stanley Cup for the, you know, for the opportunity. The morning show picks that up.
That's okay. We'll make sacrifices. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just the art of the voice crack. Like, just give it to me. Give it to me straight. Voice crack 101, Sean.
Gives me a lot of the time, it's overexcitement.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's impassioned. Sure. That's 100% what it is. It's like big moments.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if he's gotten a medical diagnosis on that or something. I hadn't heard something like that since junior high school. Now, what was it like being in Gen X? Did they call you squeakers in seventh grade when your voice was changing? The upperclassmen?
I don't believe
so. We had junior high school, which was seventh grade, right as that awkwardness is raging, 12 and 13. And we had ninth graders with us that were bullies. Like, I think 6, 7, 8 is much better because the eighth grader hasn't really become a man yet. Once he's 9, he's out there in hunting mode. You know, you can hold your own against almost any eighth grader, right? Once they're 9, they're starting to get the man muscles. It's a problem, right? So we were running around their voices changing, calling us squeakers, putting us in garbage cans. Like, this is like movies type stuff that would happen in the 80s.
Did you get stuffed in a locker at any point, or like you had friends that did?
No, I was probably like 5'7", 140. I was a little doughy, and I just didn't fit in the lockers. They were narrow. But some of my friends did.
So you had to go just full to the trash can. Locker's not going to cut it for this guy.
And you know, your older brother would help participate in this.
See, that's, you know? That's hurtful.
Yeah, that is. It's like you'd kind of think, okay, I'm a squeaker. I'm going into seventh grade, but my brother's a ninth grader. I'm good. You thought wrong.
I'm a squeaker.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine here. Yeah, my brother. No worries. Tim Kawashaw, his final Around the Horn earlier today. Didn't you guys watch? Was it a big to-do?
No, I think it's going to pop on.
Is it on?
It'll probably start at 3:30,
I think. It's after NFL Live, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it'll start at 3:30. I don't know. It'll pop up here soon.
So they're preparing for their final episode right now.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they're recording it now. I don't know if they do it live.
He says he turned 70 in March, but he's not retiring from television so much as being retired by the network. Outsiders have more opinions on why the show is being canceled than I do, said Tim today in the morning news. He says the ratings are not falling. That is an inaccurate rumor, and they get more viewers than SportsCenter shows that air throughout the day, which for now is our replacement. So it's just going to be more SportsCenter.
Well, part of the intercourse didn't work out for him.
Well, I noticed on NFL Live, they've got the guys who usually participate on – they've got them on NFL Live today.
They got the Horn guys.
The Horn guys are kind of substituting in today.
Where do you think Kawashaw ranks in the all-time leaderboard?
He's number 2 behind Woody Page.
Wow, I had no idea you were such a around the horny.
It's on every single – I mean, it's the one thing I could see every single day.
It would have to be one of the original guys. Was Tim one of the original guys?
Yeah. Him and Jay Mariotti.
Jerry Mariotti. He got run off, though.
Yeah, Jay Mariotti. Yeah.
Bob Ryan?
Yeah, Bob Ryan, Plaschke, Kevin Blackstone.
Kevin Blackstone, and then
Jay Adonde.
Yeah, those are the top 5.
But
I think.
Woody Page was the number 1 with the most wins, 688 wins.
He's also been on the most shows.
Yeah, almost 3,000 appearances.
Yeah.
I haven't had a show where I could really watch it probably for 12 years, but I used to watch it a lot. I mean, it's great. In 30 minutes, you get all the big topics and like 4 different takes on it.
I was obsessed with it, dude. I would come home and it was PTI and Around the Horn. That was like a surefire deal until I switched over to Room Raiders at some point, Walchuk.
How did you guys handle all the crusty dudes? like being young guys handling the crusty.
Well, it was all we crusty, knew, you know, like then. Sports reporters and stuff. You got like Mike Lupica and gang.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's all I knew. Mitch album. That was a Sunday morning, right? Before football.
It was great. Yeah. It was a great show. That and you woke up in the morning with like NFL matchup.
Jaws,
whatever happened to that Merrill thing. Hodge. Merrill Hodge. That
was Al Powell.
That show, they should have never cut that show off. You learned a lot watching that thing.
We went from like sports reporters to PTI and Around the Horn, and it was like a baby step towards let's have more opinions and less journalism. Like I don't think sports TV knew that they could just get loudmouths, you know, to have great takes and then debate it. You know, they thought they needed journalists, and maybe they're just going to replace it with less journalism. I hope they don't do that. Please don't give us, because I think you need some of that in sports in ESPN land. Some, you know, some credible, good sports reporting and journalism, especially if the ratings are decent. Okay, we'll hit the C note. Biggest Cowboys stories of the day coming up next right here. Rangers pregame is at 6 o'clock tonight, and we're back.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MinsteaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Time for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We'll have Jared Sandler on at 440, talking Rangers and White Sox, and then Eric Nadel will join us at 520, pregame at 6. Okay, Cowboys running back we talked about this week, who Shoddy says is so versatile and skilled, he is going to have a role. I think you can lock it in, Brian. I think maybe you knew something here, Hunter Lipke.
Yeah.
Shoddy saying, I'd be remiss to not talk about Hunter. Playing some running back for us, playing some fullback. He's playing some tight end.
Yeah.
And all he does is do everything well. So do you think and he played 11 reps at tight end in the second half of last season. So do you think you can have the three running backs keep Lipke more involved still?
Yeah, I think that we talked about this on our show the other day, was that if they think about carrying the extra tight end, where's that going to come from? And maybe it's like, listen, if the fourth tight end is better, then Hunter Lipke, I think, is the guy that they're kind of looking at, that, okay, if we don't keep the fourth tight end, let's just use Hunter Lipke as that guy who could play on the move, could play the wing, could play detached. I don't think you want to play him in line next to the tackle, but there's a lot of things you can do with him. And so I think that it's just going to give them the old roster flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to keep the fourth tight end, that's where they might have to take the position from.
I mean, Shoddy was talking about him like, we got to get this guy more involved. Do you think he can have a prominent role, or is this like depth, jack of all trades?
I think he's trying to light a fire under his tight ends. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does.
I think he's trying to say, listen, we got this guy playing a little psychology in the media. We got this guy that could do all these things. He could play tight end. He played 11 snaps. He's throwing all these things out there in a way of kind of maybe getting maybe getting one of these tight ends to step up, you know, and say, okay, we can, you know, we could go with this guy. If you guys don't want to make this football team, but you don't want to be one of the 53, I got a guy right here that can do all this. I think he's trying to light some fires is what he's trying to do.
Yeah, because you got, I mean, obviously Ferguson and Schoonmaker, I'm assuming those spots are spoken for. Brevin's span forward, they paid a lot of money a year ago too, as an undrafted free agent out of Minnesota. And he had some solid moments. The game in Washington
when
Ferguson was out. He did.
Yeah.
And then John Stevens has been the darling of camp, unfortunately, just gets hurt. And is he again able to rehab and get back? And then Rivaldo Fairweather is a big body tight end, good receiving tight end out of Auburn, whom they just brought in as an undrafted free agent. And then you got Princeton Fant, who's kind of hanging around, that also has that fullback flexibility.
He's kind of like Hunter Lipke guy, yeah.
So I guess a lot of it is special teams, right?
Like, yeah.
Which one of these guys is going to be able? That might be where Hunter Lipke is able to secure a spot, is special teams.
Tommy Yarish here in the C-Note. DallasCowboys.com is our next headline. He wrote about Solomon Thomas and, you know, his thoughts on the culture and that is already there now and what it's like in his first summer with the Cowboys. Says guys are excited every day. There's enthusiasm. It's feeling like a family. Says, I've only been here a few weeks, but being around the team, everyone feels close. It's a very college-like atmosphere. This is great. It's totally different from really what the vibe has been since the Packers loss and all the firing back and forth around Radio Row at the Super Bowl that week. And then last year, they didn't get buy-in. But it seems like, you know, Mike McCarthy did a really good job kind of keeping the guys happy, but maybe Schottenheimer's doing a better job pulling them together.
Yeah, this is, they've had some turnovers. Guys like, you know, with Tank moving on and some others Jordan Lewis, guys moving on. So, you know, new guys coming in, maybe their situation where they were was so bad. Solomon Thomas, that's a toxic situation with the Jets. Any place is better than what the Jets were doing. You know, I mean,
we're having fun here.
And Solomon's from here. So he, you know, the appreciation of being back home and work with the Cowboys. This stuff's all fine and dandy, but you've got to win games. You can't be rah-rah cheerleading guy, everybody's feeling great, kumbaya, all that stuff, and then go in the season to start 1-3 or 1-4, one of those things.
It won't hold up.
Yeah, you've got to. If you're going to entitle the players to do things and want to create this family atmosphere and play hard for each other, you got to make sure you win games, you know? I mean, you've got to make sure, hey, having a ping pong table in the middle of the thing, is it helping you beat Philadelphia in week one? Yeah, maybe in a way of competition and guys, that kind of thing. But the bottom line about Brian Schottenheimer is, can you get this team to play well on Sunday? Mm-hmm. You know, all the things, it feels great right now. Whoa, look at this. Everybody's enthusiastic and all that.
Bunch of new guys.
Yeah, you got a bunch of new coaching staff. You got coaches that have never coached the NFL.
It's adrenalizing. Yeah, the grind hasn't even started at all. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what's the wear and tear going to be? And I'm saying this from the standpoint of, God, this is such a positive. Yeah, it's very positive. It's very cool. It's great how Schottenheimer got involved with the draft. It's great how they drafted their board. It's great how they traded for guys. But, man, this has got to translate to the field. This has got to find a way not to be – you know, not to be all of a sudden they get a slow start like they did with McCarthy and now they're digging out of it. You know, all that kumbaya stuff and great feeling and culture and all that, that's great until you start getting your ass kicked.
Only matters if you have a great team and then, you know, you can make your working environment better.
Yeah.
You know, maybe your guys fight a little harder for each other, but it doesn't matter if you're not winning.
See, this is what worked for Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell came in there with the bite your kneecap attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you start winning games, and now there's the buy-in.
Right?
Yeah, you get beaten. You don't make the playoffs the first time around, but all of a sudden the buy-in's there. You go to Green Bay and win a game you're not supposed to win. You knock the Packers out. you know, of getting into the playoffs. You know, Dan Campbell, I mean, there was some rough time, but the buy-in, that's when you get the coach and everybody's playing hard for each other, that's when this stuff works. But you could kumbaya all this up as much as you want, but if you start losing games, then it turns into, what the F are we doing?
Also, a lot of the unseen stuff that goes on, where the Cowboys have one of those weird schedules where they're not playing every Sunday at noon.
Yeah.
You got short weeks. You got how many Thursday night games? Four this year. You got two Monday night games. You got a bunch of different weeks where it's like, okay, all of a sudden our Wednesday is now our Friday, to where you got to plan this thing out. And honestly, Mike McCarthy talked about that a lot and tried to keep this team healthy. That's why maybe they took some days off here and there. Brian Schottenheimer is kind of navigating this for the first time as a head coach. He's been a lifer in football. He's seen a lot of guys do it, but now he's the one responsible for doing it. And to Brian's point, he's got a lot of guys that are position coaches. This is their first time doing this in the NFL too. They got a lot of college guys.
Yeah, and I do like it. I would prefer my team, my working environment to be like this. But, I mean, Bill Belichick, it was just all about execute, do your job.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people were having fun.
Yeah.
You know, and they won.
Yeah.
Six, see, that's – I am all
– with that camaraderie.
I am not trying to be wet blanket guy. I'm just saying this – all this positivity and Kool-Aid drinking and all that stuff is great. If this guy can get into the season and they find schemes – that could actually move the football, help the quarterback, get the receivers involved, run the football, stay away from injuries if they can. It's on Flus too. He's got some things he's got to be able to do defensively.
Okay.
But like I said, it feels great right now, the energy, the positivity and all that. But make sure this goes and wins games.
Speaking of defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus and the defense, Dan Orlovsky here on ESPN talking about the Cowboys' weakness.
The Dallas front seven weighs, okay? We go 260, 280, 245, 220, 240, 320.
Small.
There's one person over like 280. Mm. When I'm playing Philly.
I'm thinking of Jeff Stoutland's offensive line right now.
Yeah. When I'm thinking Matt LaFleur running the football, I'm thinking what Chicago has done with their offense. So I know that we talk about Dallas and offense, and George. I'm going to be very interested to see the annual question about this Cowboys defense. Are you big enough to handle the modern day offense in the NFL? Because it's back to being what it was in the early 2000s.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong about the flip in how people are trying to run the ball more and take advantage of smaller defenses. The key to this, though, whole thing is your offense. It's the ability to score, and it's the ability to force teams to have to chase points and throw the football.
100%.
Yeah. If they're not chasing points, they're going to run the football on you. But he is not wrong. They are a lighter defense up front.
Yeah, last year in the first eight games, they were trending towards being one of the worst Cowboys defenses of all time because they couldn't get ahead of anybody. They were averaging like 21 points a game, and they were playing catch-up the whole time, and they were just getting smacked. I do want to consider the possibility, though, that this defensive line overall can be good. Maybe it is light, and I don't think Mozzie or Toya are any sort of a savior. But, I mean, what Solomon Thomas and Fowler gives them, along with Micah.
Turner.
Yeah, Turner.
They got some run defenders.
I mean, Williams, Neyland, Isaraku, they have an army of defensive linemen now. And if it clicks, it could be a nightmare.
Yeah, this is – and then you also have to hope that you get the type of play from these linebackers when it's Murray and Sanborn and
Leofau.
That's your hope right there. But, man, how did the Saints win the game last year against you week two? They smashed you in the running game. They threw the ball 15 times and scored all those points. But offensively, you have got to find a way to make teams have to chase you. And if Dallas could turn teams into one-dimensional passing teams, they've got the pass rush to be able to handle that.
Blogging the boys next up here in the C-Note, where every day at 3:25 or so, we look at all the Cowboys headlines that are populating a Google News search. They have a story up saying odds makers are grossly underestimating the Cowboys' playoff chances, fourth lowest in the NFC. And, you know, Super Bowl odds, I think right now, are sitting at 60-1. Which is, you know, about 1.4% chance. Maybe that's low. I don't know. Maybe you think that's dead balls on. But I look at that defensive line and you know, the hope that the offense can get significantly better with Pickens. I think there is a path to victory here. And I don't think they deserve the fourth lowest odds in the NFC to make the playoffs. But the point from the blog and the boys article is right now the public, their sentiment for the Cowboys is down because of how the season ended, then the Mike McCarthy dysfunction, the nothing burger of Schottenheimer. But if you take that away and just look at how they executed after the hiring, things have
they tried. Yeah. They did not have, you know, they didn't spend $50 million on players, but they did take it to that 24/7 job thing. They didn't just draft and develop. They actually went out, they made trades, they made some signs. They made a big trade. You know, they tried their, but even after the draft, they made a big trade. So at least they tried to act as a personnel department in the offseason this year.
One of the best offseasons they've had in a while. Yeah. But they should be viewed at negatively based on how they've performed and even underperformed in big games. The regular season, though, I do think this team's got a shot to be a 10-win team. I think the big question to me is the line of scrimmage. If this offensive line can take that next step that we think they have the ability to do so, Guyton's the big question mark. I am an Awesome Richards guy. I think Awesome Richards might be able to save you if Guyton fails. But I do think both lines of scrimmage, right? We're questioning, can they stop the run? Did they do enough to be able to do that on the D-line? And the offensive line, can guys like Guyton, can Booker slide right in and be good for you?
Okay, final headline from the C-Note, CeeDee Lamb on the healed shoulder. This is a piece from Shireen Williams, Pro Football Talk. It was the longest rehab. I want to say a good 5 months of real recovery and rehab. This was actually with Skylar Dixon of the Associated Press that he gave the quote to. Shireen writing a story around, he says, "I'm grateful to have two arms, I can tell you that." It was a Warriors effort last year. To stay in the game and remain competitive, but he's back out there now and at least 100% for now. All right, that's your C-Note Cowboys news of the evening, and Krusty's Corner's coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, I've got a game, and it involves George Pickens. We'll do that next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Happy Friday to everybody. It's time for Krusty's Corner. Sean McDonough is coming up at 4 o'clock, ESPN hockey announcer. It's time for Krusty's Corner, though, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well.
What kind of crappy questions you got for us today?
do have some crappy questions for you, though.
You're looking at a piss-poor segment, boys.
I was thinking, man, he's got that look of a guy who's about to deal out some pee.
No, that happened when I did that shot thing the other day.
That was classic,
you
dude.
Were pretty blazed.
I thought you were on your A-game.
I
were you having flashbacks in the middle of the Krusty's Corner?
I could remember where I was going.
It was so funny, dude. And before the show, he's like, oh, yeah, of course I could drink this. I was doing Blue Dolphin and all this other stuff back in the day. Are you kidding me? Give me this. This is nothing.
I was acting like I was in the 60s, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude. Line it up.
I thought you were going to pull out your Grateful Dead t-shirt out of your scouting bag.
Tie-dye hoodie.
I tell you what, I'm not doing that anymore.
So let's peel the curtain back just a little bit more. Our friends at American Shaman, Lucius, used to advertise for them. They come around every
hell of
now
a job.
And then.
I don't know why they haven't
specifically
talked to Lucius anymore.
CBD American Shaman in McKinney. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, salute to Eric. Yeah.
They sure are. I love you, Eric.
And Eric was like, oh, yeah, this is just, you know, relax you, maybe give you a little bit of an energy, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. And yeah. Brian's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Saddle up.
Yeah.
Next thing you know. His sentences were stopping like halfway through so he could think about all the words that he just said. It was classic.
And then he had a headache by the time we got to hour number three.
My right
program.
Eye. I felt like I was blind man. In my right eye.
It was
eye.
Twitching.
I couldn't see. I'm sure it's good pride. I just haven't done anything like that in a long time.
It is a great pride.
Tolerance is a factor.
Tolerance was not good. Mm-hmm. Just not good. Yeah. But anyway,
it takes a little time, bro. You'll be all right.
Yeah, a little time. I was driving home. I'm like, what just happened? You know, one of those.
You want to crack one of the can trips? The the soda variety pack?
No.
What just happened and where's the Chinese buffet?
Yeah. Yeah, Michelle, I'm going to pull over
hot
here.
Hot sour and some orange chicken, please.
They see me rolling in. Oh, Mr. Brown.
He had his arm out the window.
I did.
Stills, Crosby, and Nash. <out. Yeah. laughs>
Southern Cross.
Yeah, the links.
Well, Neil Young, whatever. Yeah. Okay, here we go. All right. Hey, this is game. Friday game. We've got Sean McDonough coming up. I got to get out of here. He's really good.
Big time.
I'm not good. But here's a game I got for you guys today. This is a game called Did George Pickens really say this?
I like that.
And you got it. I'm going to read you a quote.
I'm in already. This is a great game.
No, wait, you,
we'll
no.
see about the execution, but like the
no. You no, don't try and crawfish this thing. Now.
No, this is good. It's kind of like you know, football or ball sack. Like,
yeah. Did George Pickens say this?
Did George Pickens say this?
Or is it Bruce?
Yeah. So here we go. So Chief, since you're so enthusiastic today,
I'm fired up.
He's got that shoddy.
Yeah.
Here's the quote, and I'm going to go around, and you guys, I'll read it to you again if you need to, and you just tell me, did Bruce Pickens, did he really say this, or is this no?
And you're not coloring outside the lines on this. Like, this is a direct quote.
It's a
like,
quote.
If he said it, he said all these words.
Yeah, he said
you're
this.
Not paraphrasing.
No, this is what he said.
Okay, Bruce.
Or maybe he didn't.
Maybe he didn't.
Maybe he didn't say
I look forward to seeing the crap that you made up.
How about this one, Chief? No offense to the city of Pittsburgh, but it just doesn't have the swag of Dallas.
Man, taking shots at a city like that, going after the fan base.
Bruce Pickens. Did he say this?
You keep saying Bruce Pickens. Who the hell is Bruce
Pickens?
Pickens?
I keep saying Bruce. George
Who
Pickens.
Who was
a player? There was a player named Bruce Pickens. There
I'm
was a, my bad.
I'm going to find his
George
Wikipedia.
Pickens. George Pickens.
I'm going to say
Pickens.
That's a ball sack, Broadus.
George Pickens.
I figure I would have seen this by now. That's ball sack.
George Pickens. No offense. You sure about that?
Yeah, we have to outswag them. Yeah, Bruce Pickens was a player.
Nebraska Cornhusker.
Yeah, way back in the day. My apologies. George Pickens. No offense to the city of Pittsburgh, but it just doesn't have the swag of Dallas.
I think that's true, but I don't think George said it.
It's false. Pittsburgh is a pretty badass town.
Yeah, but the swag, though.
Doesn't quite have the same swag. Dallas is one of one, but I don't think he said this.
Chief, you're saying he did say it?
No, I said that was a ball sack.
Lucius, you interested in this one? No offense to the city.
I was looking up some Antonio Brown stuff.
Here, just real quick, no offense to the city of Pittsburgh, but it just doesn't have the swag of Dallas. George Pickens say that?
No, he wouldn't say that. They might not have the swag right there, but they'll punch you out there in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It is the honeymoon phase, but I don't think he took it that far.
He didn't say that.
Thank you.
Got him. Hey. Gonna have to try harder. We've been all over this George Pickens story.
It's pretty recent.
We're tied at one.
Dawson.
Yeah.
He's got his iron.
If I were the coach, I'd throw the ball to me every time.
He's probably going back to his Pittsburgh days on this one. You pulled out some old quotes. Okay, so there's the quotes from the last 10 days, but this is from George Pickens' entire life. He said
George,
this.
Bruce, whatever you want to call him.
He said this.
Good on you, mate. Good Bruce on you, mate.
George Pickens, did he say this? If I were coach, I'd throw the ball to me every time.
Absolutely.
He said yeah, that. 100%. That sounds like a receiver to me.
Yeah. This was after you got to go ask coach, and then a reporter asked him, what do you think coach would do?
I think he has said something similar. I don't think he said exactly that. I think you're trying to get us here. I'm going to say no, he did not say this.
Lucius, you're in for a yes?
Yeah, I'm in for the yes.
Chief?
Yes. That sounds like a one.
Dawson?
Yes, sir.
He's giving me the fist.
Ring it up. Two for two, baby.
My guy said this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it.
He said it.
Overthought it.
It's a guy with confidence.
Of course. I mean, he wears the always open.
I like always this. Always bench open.
Yeah, damn right.
I didn't know if I made this game hard enough.
You did.
We know our NFL. We're football guys.
Okay.
Bruce Pickens.
He's fighting back now.
Bruce Pickens, that was not a very football guy. He did play. George. Wooly.
Yeah.
Quote, have you seen the quarterbacks I played with during my career? I'll leave it at that.
I'm going to say he said this. I hope he did. I hope he did. He probably did not.
That's a great quote.
But I love that if he said this.
George Pickens.
Because he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
George Pickens said this. Maybe, maybe not. Have you seen the quarterbacks I played with during my career? I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's a real quote right there.
Will, you're in?
I'm in.
Dawson?
I know I've tried to read you in the past, but I think you just had a Ron Burgundy moment there where you looked down and you told us the answer. I'm going to say he said it.
Chieftain?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah, he said that.
Was that stuff you're drinking over there good?
That's just some water. Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say no because I don't think he would throw his guys under the bus like that after a game or in a media situation. But after you said that, Brian, I think a younger version of George did.
Yeah.
Lucius.
No.
He didn't say that.
Damn.
Oh, good job, Brian. All right, you sold it well.
Did I? The Ron Burgundy moment? Did that help?
Yeah, that really is what sold it.
I think Lucius is 3-for-3 now.
He is. He's the winner.
I went in there and asked Lucius.
Don't be pocket watching, bro.
I went in there and asked Lucius if he wanted to play, and I'm like, hey, you busy? He's like, man, I'm doing some stuff, but y'all chime in.
Lucius, you want to ask my wife if I can go to the game?
It's like, dude, I'm watching CTE ESPN right now. Yeah. Give me a break.
All right, let's start with, we'll go back to you, Dawson.
All right.
Champions don't get tired. That's when the dogs come out.
Oh, he said that at Georgia, didn't he? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, he is a dog. That's just a factual statement about him. I believe he said this with his own mouth.
Wooly? Are you over there trying to get yourself right?
We're working.
Would you like to update us? How's it going?
No, I think he did say this. I heard it.
You think he said this? Yep. Champions don't get tired?
Yeah.
That's when the dogs come out.
That's a Georgia Bulldog right there. Unless, hey, you were thinking the Georgia connection and you would get us here, but I overthought the first question. I don't want to overthink this one.
Lucius.
I'm with that. Yeah, I like that.
He said it. Champions don't get tired.
4-for-4.
Yeah,
he's hitting up.
He's definitely
hitting up. Lucius just kind of said, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, whatever. I'm in. 4-for-4. Here we go. My game. Okay, we'll go with Lucius first then here. My game is like the superhero Mr. Fantastic. I could stretch further than most normal humans.
Got those go-go gadget arms.
Lucius, my game.
No.
My game is like the superhero Mr. Fantastic.
Sounds good, but I don't think he said that one.
I could stretch further than most normal humans.
Who references Mr. Fantastic in their 20s?
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. In my 40s. Mr. Fantastic. That sounds like something only like Brian, out of the brain of Brian.
That's a Brian Bros.
Straight out of the 70s right there. You got it, Lucius.
Yeah, he's not a Mr. Fantastic guy.
You're saying no, Lucius?
I'm saying no.
Okay.
I'm tailing Lucius on this one.
I'm a tailor.
Yep. 4-for-4.
The streak ends today.
What?
Oh, come on. My man said this.
He name dropped Mr. Fantastic.
Wow.
Must be a superhero
He's
guy.
A Marvel guy.
He did. He said, my game is like the superhero Mr. Fantastic. I could stretch further than most normal humans.
I guess, yeah, he is kind of the rubber man.
He called himself in one quote that he also said he's like a noodle.
Yeah.
That his flexibility.
I think of Stretch Armstrong when I think of stretching, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the man for a moment there.
I'm with that.
What about Randy Moss, who was the anti-stretcher, right?
Yeah.
Just show up. When the whistle blows, I'll be ready. I think he just did it with length. Randy Moss take the top off the defense. To each their own.
How did you like my questions today?
I thought they were pretty good. It was a fun game. I usually like it when you do these type of things. You know, gets the competitive spirit going. I think Shoddy would appreciate that. You know, trying to get the competition any way possible.
Team bonding.
Yeah, probably make us iron sharpens iron type of deal.
I liked it. I think that the name of the game was great. Like, did George Pickens say this?
Yeah.
And those quotes are pretty legit.
Does he become the most quotable guy now?
I was going to ask you guys this. Is he the one guy that do we need to get George Pickens as our weekly guest?
I would really enjoy that. Is he still on his rookie deal, though?
Yeah, I think
he is. Oh, that's right, he is.
We have to get a vet. We got to get a second contract,
gentlemen.
Might
be a Solomon Thomas. I mean, he was a pretty damn good interview. Unless we can think of somebody else to try and go for.
Yeah. Maybe. I think he's the most quotable guy. I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be the most quotable guy when it's... When we're
good Pickens, or bad.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe they get a Pickens deal done before the season.
If Dak can't get him that ball, he's going to have some hella quotes. I'll tell you that.
Dude, cannot wait.
It's going to be on fire.
I worry about that a little bit.
It's either going to be amazing offense to everything fixed or an incredible year of fireworks to talk about every Monday. Well, thank you, Brian.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Cleveland's Ben Lively is going to undergo Tommy John reconstruction surgery. He is the latest on the injured list May 13 with that right flexor tendon. That's usually a pretty good sign. He's 2-2 with a 3-2-2 in 10 starts this season. Only allowed one run in 14 innings in three May starts. So somebody call Dane Brugler. You know, I'm sure he could be feeling down right now.
He's feeling way down.
Get the Guardian fan in your life probably pretty bummed out there. And anytime you get a Tommy John story. Sean McDonough, ESPN hockey announcer, joins us next here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fam.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.